Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, welcome, friends. Second hour today of Political Coffee. Great to have you with us. We're talking today about, do you consider Joe Biden to have won a legitimate legal election? Do you? Willamette Week asked a bunch of Republican members of the House and the Senate who signed a letter saying, yeah, we don't think it needs to be looked at. And of course, Willamette Week being a leftist organization, by the way, it's owned by the husband of Oregon's attorney general, another leftist, shouldn't surprise you. Anyway, do you consider that Joe Biden won a legitimate legal election? And conservatives can either embrace cancel culture strategies or we die with one hand tied behind our back. It's an interesting piece by Dirk Jerk, whoever the heck that is. I want to get into that today because it relates to what's happening to us today at all levels. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And speaking of emails, I will read you one from a friend of mine who sends me this. By the way, those of you who joined us at the South Salem Winco for the no mask rally protest. Well, the guy that accosted our buddy Ron left in a little red Prius, flipping us off, yelling at us, calling us every name in the book. Well, apparently he was back at Winco. Now, he was not part of the, and Bill, hang on, because I'll get to you in just a moment here, because I do want your opinion and value it. But apparently, this guy was not a part of the protest. I did not see him as part of the protest against us. But he showed up. So he's probably a regular Winco customer, because it seems like he was there harassing my friend's son. Here's the email from my friend, Rodney. It says, my son was shopping at Winco on South Commercial. When he checked out, he told the cashier he was a veteran. The next person commented that veterans weren't entitled to any discount. Justin, his son, a former Marine, returned fire verbally. The store manager got involved and ordered the jerk out of the store. Justin walked out to put his purchase in his car. Once again, he was assailed by the jerk. The store manager again ordered the jerk off the property. The jerk got into his red Prius, hand gestures, which means the middle finger, and drove off. And then he writes a follow-up email, says, inform your listeners about looking for the red Prius. I suspect he's employed by SEIU, Teachers Union, or Kate Brown's administrative staff. You see, people like him are part of cancel culture. Are we going to let them get away with that kind of thing? No, I'm quite serious. I was in Home Depot after we went into Iraq in 2003. And the guy was yelling as he was checking out about how he's against the war and George Bush sent his son to war and his son died. And nobody was saying anything. And I had my fill of it. And I yelled back at him. Told him to get out of the store. Either respect the men and women who are putting their lives on the line or get the heck out. And he left, and people started applauding me. That was in 2003, folks. Now we get stories like this. Now we get cancel culture. I will read for you after a bit, after I've talked to Bill and Rebecca, what they're doing to just average folks, Facebook, other people. This is part of cancel culture, and we had better fight back, fight fire with fire. Otherwise, we are frankly going to get destroyed, and our liberty will be gone. And that's what those 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment yesterday don't understand. They're arrogant. Even Jamie Herrera Butler from Vancouver. I know her. I helped her get elected, folks. In a small way, not in a big way, but I've met her on several occasions and worked behind the scenes to get some things done to help her. She says she's not worried about her vote. Really? She needs to be. Every one of them need to be. And I'll tell you how we're going to make a difference there. And it gets back to Tim's point. The silent majority. What are we, the silent majority, going to do? We're going to stand up and let jerks like the red Prius driver at Winco berate us in public? No. We ought to be yelling at him. We better stand up, folks. Let's go to Bill, who's on the line. Bill, good morning. Your thoughts and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm bad with names. So there's a senator at Capitol that, or not a senator, but a representative at the Capitol that opened the door, and he's getting death threats now.
That's Representative Mike Nierman, yes.
Yes. How is that possible that there's no repercussion for the people giving death threats? If you or I or any conservative ever gave a death threat to anybody else, our butts would be in jail. Why aren't these people being dealt with that are given death threats?
So, good question.
Go ahead.
No, it's a good question, and it is a question that should be answered by either the Polk County Sheriff or the Oregon State Police. Now, Oregon State Police are generally tasked with protecting lawmakers, really kind of at any level, no matter where they are. The question is, are they taking this serious? I don't know if Mike has turned these death threats in to the OSP. I would assume that he has. I haven't asked him. Maybe somebody should, because every one of those people need to be investigated.
And if he's turning these threats in and nobody's doing anything, what can we do? I mean, that's like the police are not working for the people.
Well, okay,
and I support
great point.
Blue.
What we do is we start calling the superintendent of the Oregon State Police, start calling their office.
All right.
And say, what are you doing? How come you're not investigating death threats to a member of the House of Representatives? Or are you? And if you're not, why aren't you? Now, let's get it verified that Mike Nierman notified them of the death threats and asked them to look. You know, Oregon State Police, by the way, has a very good intel unit. I'm going to tell you that right now. I'm not going to say anything more about it. But I'm going to tell you they have a very good intel unit.
All right. Well, that's all I had to say. God bless.
Hey, thank you, Bill. I mean, it's a good question. Because anybody who gets a death threat because of your public service, and I don't care with who it should never be from somebody on our side, but it happens. Way too many patriots have gone over the line in doing that kind of thing. In Oregon, by the way. You can't do that. It's wrong. And you need to be prosecuted as much as anybody on the left, Antifa, threatening any of us on the right or any representative. It's wrong. Nobody is above the law. Nancy Pelosi, Tina Kotek, the reporter for the Oregonian that is using incredibly inciting language in her reports about Clackamas County Commissioner Mark Scholl, who is probably going to resign, my guess is, today. Because now even Tootie Smith has turned on him. I'm telling you, folks, every one of those people using that inciting language needs to be sued in court. For what? For inciting death threats. You see, the free speech clauses, especially for members of the House and the Senate in Oregon or back in D.C., only go so far. You are not protected from inciting death threats against another person, another member of the House or the Senate. Oh, yeah, you can call them names, call them racist, but I'm telling you, that moves some people to do exactly what they're doing to Mike Nierman and to Mark Scholl. I'll guarantee you that Mark Scholl in Clackamas is getting all kinds of death threats. He needs to sue the Oregonian and this reporter for this reporter using terms like he's Islamophobic, he's transphobic, he's racist. You don't do that as a reporter. This reporter needs to get sued by Mark Scholl for his life being threatened because of it. Same thing with Mike Nierman. He needs to sue Tina Kotek, and he needs to file a complaint in the Office of Equity that they established. For they are creating a hostile workplace for him. That's what, this is called going on offense. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, and it also gets into this cancel culture piece that I'll get into, but I got to shut up because I need to talk to Rebecca. Rebecca, go.
Oh, I just wanted to bring out that the Democrats have always ruled this way. It's really interesting what the previous caller brought up, because I've been trying to tell people, you know, George Floyd was killed in a Democrat state, in a Democrat city, with Democrat politicians who hired Democrat policemen. And those kind of people have always run things the way they run them. And we live in a Democrat state with Democrat cities and Democrat policemen who are hired by the Democrat politicians. So the Democrat machine has always functioned this way. It's been a battle ever since the Republicans, the Republicans actually formed to fight this machine, and that's why in the Declaration of Causes, the Democrats who seceded from the Union said, we're seceding from the Union because the Republicans do not respect our right to own slaves. And because Republicans have never respected the Democrats' right to own slaves, we continue to be their focus of who they destroy and who they kill. And they try to make lynching out to be more than you can't talk about. The lynching, the definition of lynching is to be
without due process, without trial, the same thing they just did to Donald Trump yesterday. Great analogy, and it happens in Democrat City.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. I want to thank Bill Sunderland of Country Financial for being a sponsor of this segment. You know, Bill and his team offer all types of insurance. And you got to have some insurance because you just don't know what happens. You take the big windstorm that just happened a couple of nights ago. I mean, it knocked a lot of stuff down. There's people out of power around Marion County. I mean, things happen. I'll guarantee you that some trees went down, hit some homes or vehicles. That's why you have insurance. He can help you with all of that. Can also help you with your financial portfolio and your investments. Why don't you give him a call? Bill Sunderland, 503-885-0789. You know, if you just, you got that nagging feeling in the back of your mind that, you know, I probably ought to have somebody review my insurance, where I'm at, what's going on, my investment portfolio, he's your guy. Check him out on the web, SunderlandAgency.com. Sunderland, S-U-N-D-E-R-L-A-N-D, SunderlandAgency.com. Bill Sunderland, Country Financial. I got an email from a state employee, and I will not read most of it. I'm certainly not going to mention this person's name. And I'm not even going to mention the agency because I don't want to get too far there. This person says, we now have a social equity director who's going to change the words that we can use. Yep. That's what's happening in state government. How sad. Got a email from Gail. Good morning, Jeff. Duck, duck, go. YouTube Patriot Nurse. I feel she is right on. Read the Psalms and the Word of God. Below is one of the many suggested Psalms. Prayer for protection from the wicked. Listen to my words, O Lord. Consider my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry for help, my King and my God. For to you I pray. In the morning, Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning I will present my prayer to you and be on watch. For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. No evil can dwell within you. The boastful will not stand before your eyes. You hate all who do injustice. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord loathes the person of bloodshed and deceit. But as for me, by your abundant graciousness, I will enter your house. At your holy temple, I will bow in reverence for you. There's more, and you can get to it. Those are all good things. Those are all good things that we should pray against and for. Because every one of those things, wickedness, evil, boasting, injustice, bloodshed of and deceit, those are things that we need to pray against. And we need to pray against it for not only our state of Oregon, but for the nation. Donald Trump has got to declassify some stuff, and soon. And then the actual fraud that we know we have actual evidence of from this election, it needs to come out. It's got to come out in a court case somewhere. It has to. Let's go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I've got a new caller. New caller, who are you and what do you have to say today?
This is Bill Stacy.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Man, you're a hard man to get a hold of.
Sorry.
Well, I know you're a hard-working man. Hey, there's one thing that's been bothering me for years. Why is it when you work for the state, like Nancy Pelosi, down in the basement, Joe Biden, how come those guys never get prosecuted, but you take some little peon on the street, they've got him in jail the same day? So...
Well, because there's two systems of justice. I mean, it's, you're stating something that most of us think and most of us believe is true. There are two systems of justice. And it's not just the politicians, but it's also, to be honest with you, it is the rich. The rich people can hire the best lawyers and they're
not. They can buy their way out.
They can in some instances, yes. And it is, you know, the old thing, Bill, that justice is blind. It isn't. It ought to be, but it isn't.
Yeah. Well, what gets me is, like, look what they've done to President Trump. I mean, they've knocked him around 15 minutes after he hit the presidential. But they just don't care, but we're still praying for him.
Well, many of the people on the left that are attacking Donald Trump, frankly, don't believe in prayer. They don't believe in God. And we're seeing the evidence of that in the things that they do, that they think are justified. I mean, they do. I mean, they honestly believe that Donald Trump is a racist and that they are cleansing. They think they're doing a good thing by impeaching Trump, by saying the things they say against him.
Well, they took him 4 years, and they never did get him.
No, they didn't. So, they're not getting him now. They're just doing this for a reason. And I think the reason is obvious. They're trying to goad Trump supporters into rioting and doing something stupid. We're not going to do it. We're not taking the bait. We're smarter than that.
Yeah. Hey, who was that guy that said something about the guy who was wounded in the service? Maybe I didn't catch it right.
All right, so Jake Tapper is an analyst. He's a reporter, has a show on CNN. And he really insulted Republican representative from Florida, Brian Mast, who lost both of his legs in combat.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper ought to hear from every one of them. Got to get fired.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Well,
hey, Bill, thanks.
I've only got three
to
and keep up the good work.
Appreciate so much calling. Do it again.
Okay.
Back in a moment.
Thank you, and God bless.
You too.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes to the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Great to have you with us in the second hour. I do promise I am going to share with you in just mere moments what I think needs to happen to these 10 Republicans who voted for impeachment yesterday for the president, because their betrayal of him is more importantly a betrayal of you and of liberty. I'll get into all of that and how we can fix that. Let me ask you this question. Did you boycott the NFL like I did for being called a social justice company? If you did, you're part of the cancel culture. Are you calling on Congressman Liz Cheney and other Republicans who voted for impeachment to step down like I am? Then you're part of cancel culture. Did you cancel your Netflix subscription over any of the many progressive things they've done? Cancel culture. Did you drop your Twitter account like I did? Is that part of cancel culture? Cancel culture works. It applies pressures to our adversaries just as they apply pressure to us. Now, I'm going to get into more of this because it all ties up into the story yesterday that I alluded to, that I'm going to give you some specific examples of how social media people are coming after just ordinary folks. Not just Donald Trump or other high profile, but just ordinary folks and what we can do about it. Because believe me, we have a lot more power than what we think. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff at 1220.am or jeff KSLM.news. Jimmy wrote me an email from yesterday about Julie's comments. He says, who needs enemies when you've got Julie?
Ooh.
He then writes a follow-up email. The Democrats' job, one, is to minimize, suppress, and punish Trump supporters. Next on his its main agendas of taxation, climate change, and open borders. Yeah. And Avis wrote me an email yesterday about Western Liberty Network. You can't find them on the Republican website. You just go to WLN.org. Let me just do that right now to make sure that's correct. No, I've got to learn how to spell. No, that's not it. So you got to spell out Western Liberty Network. That's what you got to do. So just go to WesternLibertyNetwork.org and you can learn about the great, all of the training that Rich Burke has designed that he and I put together in the years that I was with Americans for Prosperity. Rich was my grassroots director. And we taught people how to fight City Hall at the local level. We did that all over the state of Oregon. We had 32 little chapters all over Oregon that were doing just that. Western Liberty Network, all one word, .org. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Art and then move on to Kathy. Art, go. Second shot today.
Hey, yeah, Jeff. Boy, we definitely got to do a lot of things, Jeff. I mean, you know, when Tim was talking about being proactive instead of reactive, I understand where he's coming from. However, it's hard to be proactive when the rules continue to change and all these kind of things. And so, you know, we definitely got to get to work and do things. And that's why I wanted to ask you, given our environment, and you kind of being our fearless leader, what are we doing to prepare for the legislative session? Because there's a lot of stuff that's going to come down. I heard yesterday from Senator Thatcher that they've divided up the climate change things into several bills, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, we can't give up being proactive to fight against all this garbage that's going on. And we most definitely need to get organized to address all the issues that we know are going to come up in this legislative session. And so, Tim, keep the faith. It's hard to be proactive when there's no, you don't know what the heck's going on behind closed doors and the rules continue to change, but we definitely need to change those rules and make sure that we know what the heck they're doing. I mean, you know, public records and stuff like that, they still don't want to give us public records and all
no,
those
they
kind
don't.
Of things.
And every session, they ratchet it down even further. They always are taking, and this, they've been heavily criticized for this by all the newspapers in the state of Oregon. They continue every session to make less and less available to us for public records. It's a great point, Art. How do we be, I'm going to let you go because how do we be proactive? And Tim is right. You do, you get what you don't do. We have to be communicating to our representatives and our senators, even if you don't think they listen to you. The fact that you took the time to write them a letter, like a snail mail letter, or even an email, or you called, means something. Now, they may or may not take it into that one thing that you said. They might or they might not make a difference in their brain and how they think. But if you're silent, it's an admission that everything's okay. But if all hell is breaking loose, just look at what they're doing to Mike Nierman. He's fighting back. Good for him. Look at what they're doing to Mark Scholl. He's probably going to resign. I mean, a whole bunch of members of the legislature, Republicans, came out and said he needs to resign. Cancel culture. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, good morning. How are you? What do you say today?
Good morning. Could I talk about boycotts for a sec?
Yeah, sure, because it's part of cancel culture.
Okay. Okay, so I don't normally like boycotts, calling for boycotts and things, because it requires people to care enough to do a little extra stuff. Like the NFL, I have no problem giving up football, but I have a problem. I started jonesing for some baseball. I love baseball. So I couldn't give that up totally. But I would like to see patriots and conservatives to boycott Amazon because of what they did to Parler. I've given up Amazon. I did some shopping locally in Salem for things I would have found it much easier to buy on Amazon. But I went downtown and went down to the kitchen store and did some shopping.
Good for you.
The other thing was Winco. We don't shop at Winco anymore. We shop at South Salem Safeway. When you shop there, their prices seem to be a little higher, but
yes,
you get really good gas credits. I mean,
yeah,
really
you do.
Good. And I also go to Ross.
So everything you've just described, Kathy, and I thank you for it because I want to move on to George here in just a moment. I'm going to let you go. Everything you just described is part of the power that each one of us have as consumers to be a part of the cancel culture. I'm going to be leaving Amazon just shortly, as soon as I can extract myself from a couple of things I've already ordered and paid for. I'm done with them for what they've done to Parler, and I'm going to write them a letter. I'm going to let them know, and you should too. Anybody else that you're dropping service with, you should let them know why, so they get the message. That doesn't mean they're going to change their practices, but again, if you're silent, they're going to think everything's okay. If all hell is breaking loose for something they did, well, they're going to think differently about it. Let's go to George. George, good morning. Your thoughts and welcome.
Good morning. I sort of wonder, why did Mitch McConnell, why was he so much against Trump and wanted to impeach him? I mean, was it because Trump didn't give him enough free stuff, or what? Well, what do you think it is?
Well, we don't know if Mitch McConnell really said those things, because first off, it came from the New York Times, which lies constantly. That's the first problem. Second one is Sean Hannity called McConnell's office, and McConnell's chief of staff talked to him and said, no, Mitch McConnell did not say that. So I don't know that Mitch McConnell is in favor of Trump's impeachment. Now, I do know, I mean, he said he's not going to allow any impeachment vote prior to the inauguration of Joe Biden. Trump will be gone at noon that day. They can't impeach him after that, although they think they can and they may try. McConnell, however, is still a swamp creature and still benefits from the swamp. Back in a moment, I promise you.
We hate him.
Yeah, and we need to get rid of him, too, by the way. And I'll tell you how when we come back.
No, that's not poverty. And stay marked through town to the riverside.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
So before I go to the next caller, let me just tell you what it is that I think needs to happen to these 10 Republicans who voted in favor of impeachment for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, first of all, they need to be punished because they betrayed not Trump, but they betrayed us, 75 million voters who voted for this man to be our president. But even more importantly, they betrayed the concept of liberty. If you look at what Donald Trump has done, it's all about liberty. It's all about making America great again. Because we were great once because of liberty. That's why the world wanted to come here. Still does. Liberty, folks. It's inscribed on the Liberty Bell. A Bible verse. Proclaim liberty throughout the land. That's what they betrayed. Now, how do we fix this? Here's how you do it. And I'm going to try to get this to Donald Trump because I think it is what he needs to do. Donald Trump, when he has left office, and again, barring some miracle that I'm unaware of, you know, nothing's impossible with God, but barring some miracle, he will leave office at noon on January 20th. That's when his term expires constitutionally. He needs to immediately stand up an organization with a good name. He's a master at branding and marketing, so he should do that. And he should use banks, by the way, for us to contribute to it and its purpose. Use banks, by the way, that will accept his contributions. Its purpose is that we, the silent majority, we give small dollar donations to that fund to candidates that Donald Trump has personally gone out and recruited, high quality candidates, to run against these traitorous, and that's what they are, because they're traitorous to the Constitution and to liberty, to us. He needs to go recruit candidates to run against them in the primaries. Now, this does a few things. It gives us a place to send our money with the assurance that Donald Trump, who, believe me, is a guy who knows how to stretch his dollars and get a good deal. Yeah. We're going to give small dollar donations. Just think about this. If out of 75 million voters, if just 5 million of us gave $10, that's $50 million. And Donald Trump went out and personally recruited high quality candidates in each one of these congressional districts to run against these turncoat. That would give them millions of dollars each, about $2.5 million apiece. And that's if we just donated $10, 5 million of us, $10, that's all. It's going to be very difficult for these 10 Republicans to raise enough money to defend themselves. Plus, they're going to have the Republican Party, the faithful, against them. Because Donald Trump will be out there campaigning in their districts for their primary opponent and against the people who betrayed us. Now, that also keeps Donald Trump clearly in control of the National Republican Party, because believe me, the McConnells want it back. The swamp wants it back. Every one of these people must be defeated in the primary, and then we stand with them in the general election. Donald Trump can maintain control of the party and can maintain momentum to be our candidate again in 2024. And there's other things we'll do, but I need to get to the caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you and what do you have to say?
Good morning. I just wanted to address something that Kathy mentioned. She talked about, you know, giving up all these things. My sister and I have had extremely professional careers. She had a PhD in computer science and never owned a smartphone and never even joined any social media. I've never used an ATM or bought anything online myself. I ran hospitals without a cell phone. And even after the year 2000, I was doing that. My sister and I knew the purpose for which these things were created in the first place. I tried to educate people for years about these things. So I find it a little ironic that people who thought I was nothing but a crazy person for years are now jumping up and up and down about all these things. It really, really kind of irritates me sometimes, you know, because when you really, really have done your study and research and all these things, and then you try to wake people up, and now here, look where we are. So people need to pay attention.
Well, I mean, you have to feel somewhat vindicated, don't you?
You know, that's not the point, because our creator has given us every single thing we could possibly need for this time in his word. And we need to keep the main thing, and not get distracted by all this crap.
Yeah, I happen to think that's good advice, because I think you're right. And it's easy to do. I mean, you know, and thank you, by the way. I appreciate your call. I mean, it's easy to do. I mean, we talk about political issues of the day in a way that helps you change your world. But you cannot let it consume you. You have to keep your perspective. That's why I always say the first thing we all need to do, those of us who believe in God, is we need to pray. And I don't care whether you're evangelical or Catholic. It doesn't matter. If you're Jewish, pray. Pray that God will open the eyes of people in this country to do the right things, our elected leaders, but us as individuals, but never lose sight of who's in control, number one. And number two is, frankly, what really matters. Yeah, liberty matters because it impacts our ability to worship God. So it's a balance. But you can never go to one extreme. To the point, I mean, I think about many of the people. I'm in a Mennonite community, and they don't vote here. They're conservative Mennonites. To them, it's a sin to vote, believe it or not. That's how they feel, and they don't. Yet they enjoy the benefits of liberty. And they're also going to be the victim of not standing up against tyranny. Thank you, caller. I appreciate it. Back in a moment. Super Dave, hang on. I'll get you when we come back on the other side of the break. One more hour to go. I'm going to get more into the cancel culture when we get back. Don't go away.